I was always wondering, what's the status of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Avos, and for that matter the Mos as well? Are they considered Jewish? Or are they not Jewish? Because it's before Matan Torah, and all the laws of Gerus are derived from Matan Torah. But yet there seem to be so many indications in Chazal that there were people who were misgayer. So what's the nature of Gerus before Matan Torah? And did the Avos need Gerus? Now within this whole question, I was wondering about Mila, because Avram got the mitzvah of Mila. And every Jewish male has to have Mila, and Avram had Mila, and his children, his descendants had Mila. Does that somehow play a role? Also, we find in Chazal, in the Tosefta, and the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin, She Avram Avinu Kiyem Eskola Torah Kulat Shelo Nitna. So Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah, and that's what it says in the pasuk: Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli VaYishmar Mishmarti Mitzosai Chukosai VeSorosai. And that's in Breishis Chavav. Rashi there says on the pasuk VaYishmar Mishmarti that Avram Avinu not only fulfilled the Torah, the mitzvahs, he also fulfilled the gzeros and archokos, like for example Shnios LaRayos or Shvusim of Shabbos. And mitzvosai, Rashi says, includes the logical mitzvahs like Gezel, Shvichas Domim, Chukosai, Dvarim Sheitzar Avum HaSa'olam, Meshivim Aleim, Kegon Achilas Chazir, Levishas Shatnez, Ein Tam L'Dover L'Gzeres HaMelech. All this Avram Avinu was Mekayim. And then it says Visorasi, and that Rashi identifies as Torah Shebal Peh. So here we have Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov are fulfilling the entire gamut of the Torah, Torah Shemichsav, Torah Shemal Peh, the mitzvot, the losas, the logical ones, not logical ones, the chukim, the mishpatim, and even the rabbanans of the gzeris and archokos. Are they Jewish, or do they have the status of a ben Noach? And it's really interesting because the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis quotes Rav, who says that Avram was Avinu was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, and he goes on to say Afilu Erev Tavshilin, so that even something like Erev Tavshilin was fulfilled by Avram Avinu. You would think that for sure he had the status of a Yisrael, but yet it's really interesting because Yaakov, two generations later, marries two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And the Gemara at the very end of Pesachim on Kuf Yud Testament Beis describes the Seuda Liyasid Lava at the end of days. And the question is, after the Seuda, who's going to recite Birkas Avos and Alakos? And when they turn to Yaakov Avinu, he says, no, I don't have the ability, I'm not up to it. Why? Because I married two sisters. And that's not allowed. So it seems like Yaakov Avinu has a chet over here that he married two sisters, and that's before Matan Torah. Another proof that the Avos had some sort of Jewish status is the fact that the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Chesam and Beis that an Ovi Kochavim Sheshavas Chayev Misa. Now Chazal say that Avram Avinu was a Sabbath observant. How can he observe Shabbos if he's a guy and a guy Shabbos is Chayav Misa? Another question you could ask, if Avram Avinu has the status of a guy, how could he possibly learn Torah? The Rama Paskins in Hilchus Malachim, Perek Yud, Alokhates, Goy Shasak B'Torah, Chayav Misa. So what's the status of the Avos? I mean, they were certainly studying Torah. In fact, the Ramban says on Ben's Kunimulo that Yaakov Avinu passed on all the Torah that he had learned from his father and his grandfather to Yosef. And Yosef sends the Agolos, if you remember, as a reminiscent of the Egla Ruf, for the parasha that he and his father were learning together. But yet, Goy Shalom and Torah is Chayav Misa. So the one who tries to take this on, and I just found this article, I was so excited because this whole sugya perplexed my mind for a long time, is none other than the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech, whose name was Rav Yehuda Roznas, he wrote a super commentary on the Rambam, but he also wrote another book called the Parshas Drachim. And he says, Esa Einai B'chakira. He says, I have a chakira. He says, Im Kod Matan Torah. What's the status of the others before Matan Torah? Since Avram had Mila and he was Mekai B'mitzvahs, even Erev Tavshilin. Im Yotzim Mechlal B'nei Noach. Did they leave somehow the status of Bnei Noach even before Matan Torah? And he wants to know, maybe there's a kula here. Like, let's say, for example, there are certain chumras that would apply if you're Ben Noach. Where would Avram fit in? Would he have those chumras? Or can we be makil and say, no, Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov are full-fledged Jews. They have a din of Yisrael. So in terms of this chakira, Rav Roznas, who is a Jew, a famous rabbi in Turkey, he turns to another rabbi, a contemporary of his, whose name is Rav Shmuel Yaffa Ashkenazi, otherwise known as the Marash Yaffa. He's most famous for a super commentary on the Medrash Rabbah called the Yafei Tohar, and we've quoted him in the past. So he actually addresses this question. And that's what the Parshas Drachim writes in his second paragraph. He writes, Hine Marash Yaffa Zal. And he quotes a Marash Yaffa that Bnei Yisrael Yatsu Midin Ben Noach V'Afil LaHakel Misha Nivdal Avram B'Mila. So from the moment that Avram Avinu got the mitzvah of Mila in Parsha, at the end of Parsha Lech Lecha, from that moment on Avram Avinu undergoes Mila and he's no longer considered a Ben Noach. And that's Lakula, he says. Af Lahakil. What does he mean, Af Lahakil? For example, a Ben Noach, if he violates any of Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach, for example, he steals, he's Chayav Misa. That's not true for Ben Yisrael. So what would be the din way back in the day of the Avos, before Matan Torah? Would they have the status of Ben Noach that be killed? Now guess what? A Ben Noach, if he steals even less than a Sheva Pruta, he's chayav, or at least according to everybody, if he kills, he's going to be killed if he steals a Shava Pruta. What would be the din of Yisrael? And the Marash Yaffa assumes that Yaakov Avinu and his forefathers had a din from the time of Mila of Yisrael. That's why Yaakov Avinu would be taken to task for marrying two sisters. So the language of the Marash Yaffa is very telling. He writes, the Acher Shenimol Avram, Nimol Hu Vizaro, Nivdal Hu Vizaro, Midin Shar B'nei Noach. Nivdal means he was separated from all B'nei Noach. And therefore, when Yaakov marries two sisters, L'chora, that would be a violation of Shtei Achyos. However, the reason, says the Marash Yaffa, that he was allowed Yaakov to marry two sisters because Giron. Interesting. The Avos went through Geirus through Mila. What about the Imos? And the answer is they had to go through Tvila. And the two sisters, Rachel and Leah, underwent Geirus. And that removes any Issa Kreva because now they're not halachically, although biologically they're related, halachically they're not related because Kiger, Ger is Kikon Shinola Dami. So none of the other old time relationships and Kirva no longer apply. So therefore, you might ask, why did Yaakov Avinu shy away from taking the cup at the end of time? Because according to Marash Yaffa, at least, Yaakov Avinu was absolutely legitimate here in marrying two sisters because the Gerus broke up the Iser Erva. And there was serious Geirus before Matan Torah. And the Parshas Drachim wants to support this position of Marash Yaffa by quoting a Medrash Rabban Vayishlach. The Medrash says, Vayichan es pnei ha'ir nichnas b'erev Shabbos in dundue achama mibod yom. And Yaakov Avinu was observing the Shabbos before it was given. Obviously, therefore, Yaakov had a din of Yisrael. Not only that, he quotes another statement that Vayom Hashishi Veichinu
Sheshomer Yosef es haShabbos. And Yosef himself observed the Shabbos. Now the law is that a benoach sheshavas chayim misa. So you must assume that the avos yatzu mechlal b'nei noach, they left that categorization as b'nei noach, even lahakil, and that's why they're allowed to observe the Shabbos. So on the one hand, they're required to observe the Shabbos, but on the other hand, if they were b'nei noach, they would not be allowed to observe the Shabbos. So you must assume that yatzu mechlal b'nei noach. And he further proves it in the next paragraph, because Chazal say that Yaakov and Yosef were learning Torah. They were staying away as a chavrusa. They were learning the parasha of Egla Rufa when Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim. And the question is, mi hitel Yaakov Yosef lasok b'Torah valogoy shasok b'Torah chayv misa. So all this is fine and dandy. We now have, I would call it a school of thought, which is headed up by the Marash Yafeh and the Parshas Drachim, together with all of these sources that seem to clearly indicate that the Avos were Yatzo Mechlal B'nei Noach, that they had a din of Yisrael, and that's even Lahakel. However, now here's where we turn the corner. Listen carefully, because he quotes the Ra'im, that's the Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi was a very early Turkish rabbi. So we're really in Turkey today. And he has a super commentary on Rashi. And he writes, he says, Hech hitir, in the case of Mila, Hech hitir lavar al mitzvah asay de Mila, how could it be? Now, there was a situation in which there was pikuach nefesh, and as a result of the sakana, he didn't do mila. He doesn't go into all the details. Maybe we'll get it later. Halo adain lo nitna Torah. But it's clear from the Mizrahi that he understood that if the avos were makayim kol hatar kula before it was given, that's lahachmir. It's just a chumah that they accepted upon themselves, even though they did not have the din, the status of a ben Yisrael. And that's only lahachmir, but not lahakil. Alma, we see, says the Parshat Shrach, the Svilei L'Ra'im, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi holds lo yatzu mechlal b'nei noach lahakil. And now, the Parshat Shrachim quotes the Ramban, in Parshas Emor, in the Parsha Megadev, and there the Torah tells a story about a ben ish mitzri, a person who was born to a non-Jewish father and an Egyptian father, and his mother was Jewish, and he went out and he was Megadev. He blasphemed. So the Ramban asks the Kasha, what gave him the status of Yisrael? The Pasuk says, B'toch b'nei Yisrael. So the Torah's Kohanim says, Malamichin is Gaya, that this young boy underwent Gerus. Says the Ramban, I don't get it. Why does he need Gerus? His mother is Jewish. If his mother is Jewish, then he's Jewish. Because Eved or Goy Shebal Bas Yisrael Vlad Kemoa, the Vlad has the status of a Jew because he or she is the son or daughter of Bas Yisrael. So the Ramban quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas, Kitama Gerus Hayim Ipnei Shalya Kodim Matan Torah. And before Matan Torah, the halacha is that the father is the one who determines the yichus of the child. But Umos Halach Achar Hazachar. So clearly, the Chachmei Tzarfas are saying that the Avos had the din, the status of Bnei Noach, and therefore the Yichus is determined by the father. And this Ben Ish Mitzri, therefore the Megadev, he would have had to have undergone Gerus in order to be considered part of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's called B'toch Bnei Yisrael, because he actually had Gerus. And the Ramban completely rejects this. And he says, no. Ain't daiting ken ki mi'esha ba'avram avinu bebrisbein abasarim. I'm sorry. Let's take that again. Ki mi'esha ba'avram bebris. From the moment that Avram entered into the bris with the bris milah, hayi Yisrael ubagoyim lo yischashalu. He didn't have a din of a guy. And to prove this, the Ramban quotes a chazal in Masechta Kiddushin regarding Esav, that Esav was a mumar, a Yisrael mumar. Now Esav didn't undergo gerus, but yet he has the din of Yisrael. If you ask me, so why is the Ben Ish Mitzri, according to Taurus Kohanim, he underwent gerus? Umasha Omushin is Gayer Shin Nichnas Libris Mila. Ulaficha Hutzuch Lis Gayer Mishut the Kaimalon Beumos Halech Achar Zochar. I'm sorry. So, again, I'm going from the Ramban back to the Chachmei Tzarfas. The Ramban is of the opinion that the Ovos from the time of the Bris Mila had a din of Yisrael. And the proof is from the Gemara that describes, classifies Esav as Yisrael Mumar. And the Parshas Drachim claims that you can integrate here the Ramban with the Shita of the Marash Yafa, that the Ovos Yotze Mechlal B'nei Noach, and there was no need for Gerus. Now, that's as far as the Ovos are concerned. As far as the Mos, we saw that the Marash Yafa says that they had to undergo Gerus because they didn't have Bris Milah and therefore they couldn't be considered Jews or Jewesses, I should say, until after Gerus. So the Parshas Drachim now takes a stand on this issue. He says, L'dayti Haraya Shehevi Ramban Mimasha Omru Gabi Esav Dilma Yisrael Mumar Shani Huraya Choteches. He says that the Ramban has absolutely convinced us that the Avos were Yotze Mechlal B'nei Noach because Esav is called Yisrael Mumar. That's a proof that you can't shlug up. And furthermore, he says he has a Raya from a Gemara in Baba Basra. Avraham Avinu is told, Halachba, Liarko Lerachba, and the Chazal say that Kuvis Halech Baritz Liarko Lerachba means that Avraham Avinu is Kone Eretz Yisrael. And that's called a Chazaka. And the Parshas Drachim says, I have no doubt that he would not be able to be Kona the land of Israel b'chazaka if he was a guy. A Ben Noach would not have that ability to be Kona Eretz Yisrael. It must be that Avraham Avinu had the status of a Yisrael, and therefore he could be Kona with chazaka. In fact, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Chiyum Matana codifies that ein goy kodeh b'chazaka. Goy doesn't have a kinyan chazaka. So here's Avraham Avinu walking around the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. He's making an acquisition on Eretz Yisrael, and that's called a kinyan chazaka. But a goy doesn't have a kinyan chazaka. But the answer is that Avraham doesn't have the status of a goy. He's the Yisrael gomor from the moment of Milan on. However, in the next paragraph, he says that Tosfos, at the end of Baba Basra, is of the opinion, like we saw in the Mizrahi, that Lo Yatzu, that the Ovos Lo Yatzu Mechlal Yisrael. And Tosfos says, Vashem Berach Es Avram Bakol, Rav Yudah Omer Shehoysel Obas, Ubakol Shma, Vim Tomer says Tosus, Lovelo he see all Yitzchak. In any event, his answer is that Goy Muter Bachoso. Okay, this I don't know about this, but he says clearly that Avraham Avinu had the status of a Goy. It was before Matan Torah. So let's line it up here. We have the Ramban and the Marash Yafa and the Parshas Zroch, and they all hold that from the moment of Milan on, the Ovis had the status of a Ben Yisrael. We have, on the other hand, the Sheet of Tosfos in Baba Basra, together with the Ra'em in Parshas Shmos. They hold that Lo Yotzim Mechlal B'nei Noach. And the Parshas Rachim says he doesn't understand the Sheet of Tosfos and the Ra'em. Lo Yotzim Mechlal B'nei Noach Adavka Lahakil Me'aleim Lichumras B'nei Noach Amoshielem Din B'nei Noach Legamrei Lo Shamanu. He says, how can you tell me that the Ovis had a din of a Bnei Noach? That's their status. I mean, we know that they were Mekayim Kol Tarkula, even Erev Tavshilin. They observed the Shabbos, they studied the Torah. And Esav is called Yisrael Mumar. I mean, there's so many proofs that clearly indicate that the Ovis had a special status. They were not Bechlal Agoyim. Then he quotes the Ramban in Parshas Toldos that although Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Shelo Nitna, and presumably Yitzchak and Yaakov as well, Koshem Yaakov Shenasa Shtei Achyos, and the Ramban answers that Avraham was Shomer Kol HaTorah Ba'aretz, but not in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore Rachel died by Derech. Famous answer of Chazal. Now, Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. That's a statement of Chazal on the Pasuk Gur by Eretz Hazos. Ata ola tmima, ma ola tol tmima, im yatsa chutz l'kloim nifselis, af ata im yatsa chutz la'aretz nifsalta. So Avraham Avinu understands that Yitzchak is Shomer Kol HaTorah Kula, and what are you going to tell me, that any violation would have been in Chutz La'aretz? Well, Yitzchak was not allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz. Avraham Avinu knew this. Umitam ze omer li avdo rak es b'ni lo teshiv shama. In other words, Eliezer is not allowed to find a wife and have Yitzchak go to live in Padan Aram. Yitzchak is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So the Parshas Drushim says, V'chitomer bilvavcha lididan nami tikshim ahidim perek arba misa shenechku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Eliezer achoso me'imo asur l'bnei Noach. So if he and she share the same mother, then for Ben Noach he's not allowed to marry her. And why is it important that they are sister and brother from the mother? Mishum di ein avus legoy. Rabbi Akiva af achoso me'imo sharya l'bnei Noach. So let's make the following point here. That this question about the status of the Ovis before Matan Torah is a fundamental issue, and according to Parshas Drachim, it dates back to the Rishonim. And the Ramban himself holds that the Magadev would have had a din. Well, the Ramban argues with the Chachmei Tzarfas, who assumed that the Magadev had a status of a Mitzri, and therefore he needed Geirus. And the Ramban says no, because Me'esh Shebo Avraham Avinu Bibris Hoyu Yisrael Bagoyim Lo Yischashavu, and that's the Ramban Shita, that there's no need for Geirus in the case of the children and descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Parshas Drachim identifies the Chachmei Tzarfas, who insist that the Megadif had to undergo Gerus, with the Ra'eim Mizrahi, that before Matan Torah, they were still, in at least as far as Kulis are concerned, they still had the status of Bnei Noach, and they couldn't be Mekil like Yisrael. And therefore they needed Gerus, and the Rabbana holds like the Shita Rashi Yaffa. Now, the Parshas Drachim says, Shuvra isi demachlokes zu kadum v'nechaku bo chachmei Talmud. Now the Parshas Drachim wants to say, not only is the machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos, and between the Marash Yaffa and the Ra'im, but it's also machlokes Tanoim. Wow. Now, where is this machlokes Tanoim? So he says, just 1 second. So that's on the next page. Just 1 second. Where is it? Okay. Shuvra isi de machlokes zu kadum v'nechaku bo chachmei Talmud. Diladas ha-gemor v'sech Sanhedrin ha-ovos yotzu mechlal b'nei Noach le-gamri afilo ha-kel v'iu lefi divrei ha-medrish lo yotzu mechlal b'nei Noach le-ha-kel. So this is a machlokes that goes back to the Tanoim, and it's machlokes between the Chachmei Talmud and the Chachmei Medrash. And this all goes back to the beginning of the history of Talmudic scholarship. This is such a fundamental issue that it goes back to the Tanoim themselves. Now, he says the following. According to the Gemara of Pesachim, Avram Avinu, as we saw, Yaakov Avinu refused to take the cup and bench at the Suda, Liosid Lavo, because he was married to two sisters, which implies that there was a violation here. So what was the nature of that violation? Because if we're going to assume that there was Gerus, and the way the Ramban holds, and the Rash Yaffe, that the Ovos had a din of Yisrael, then Yaakov would be allowed to marry two sisters after Gerus. So why didn't he take the cup? Furthermore, since the Ovos and their children were Mekayim the entire Torah before it was given at Har Sinai, how is it that Amram married his own aunt Yocheved? I mean, a Jew is not allowed to marry his aunt. So how did that happen? So we're going to take a look in Mirtz Hashem at the Shuta Rajba, and that's on page 9. Let me just get page 9 out. 1 second. Where is it? Got these pages here flying around. Of course, when you need them, you can't find them. All right, we'll find them. Mirtz Hashem. Right now. Oh, here's it. Okay, I found it. All right. So let's see. So the Shut Arashba writes that le'inyan masha omru ki kiyem Yaakov Avinu tariag mitzvahs im lovan garati v'kosha heich kimam v'adayin lo nitztavu. How could they be mekayim the mitzvahs and they weren't even commanded? And furthermore, Yaakov nosa shtei achyos. How could Yaakov marry two sisters? Da, you should know ki omru zal Kiyem Avram afilu erev tchumen. Avram fulfills even Erev Tchumen that we saw the Gemara in Yuma. Tichsiv Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai Vesorosai V'al Tisma Ki Kfarnis Orarta Ata Ladas Ki Ein Bechol Pirtei HaMitzvus Mitzvah She'ena Romezes El Inyona Inyona HaChochma V'Shechayva HaChochma Ha'ovos Higiu B'rov Chochmasim El HaIkrim. He says that the Avos were mekayim the mitzvah HaTorah mitzad chachma. It sounds like he's saying it was like an ethical system that they accepted upon themselves, even though technically they were not included in the prohibitions and the mitzvah HaTorah. That's what he seems to be saying. And they came to Torah through their Rov Chachmas, through their profound wisdom. Now, if they came to observe the mitzvahs through their wisdom, then why did Yaakov marry two sisters? The Alasher Nosa Yaakov Shte Achyos Da Shatora Nechona Al Shlosha Amudim Ha'echad Zman, Hasheni Makom, Hashlishi Kelim. Hazman, Lo Kol Ayomim Asurim B'Melechas B'Melacha K'Shabbos K'Yontif, V'Lo Asurim B'Chametz K'Pesach, V'Lo Chayom B'Sukkululav K'Sukkos. V'Amakom Shelo B'Chol Makom Chayomim B'Trumos U'Maisrus V'Asurim B'Tevel K'Eretz Yisrael, V'Lo Chiva B'Karbonos. El v'beis habechira v'akli lo kol dover yotze t'mura salula v'esrog v'lo kol dover mimakrivim kibbakar v'tzon torim u'bnei yirona v'lo roi l'hakriv el ha'kohen v'eini yochel l'farish yoseh. So the Rashba ends with some sort of a very mysterious ending. He cannot explain more. But basically, the Rashba says that if the Avos were Mekayim the Torah beforehand, it was some sort of a logical Chachma Dika understanding of the Torah. But not that they were technically included in the mitzvos, because it was, after all, before Matan Torah. So now, we have the Rashba, and where's the Tosfos? The Tosfos, you'll see, these are the Bali HaTos on Chumash. If you have page 9, it's on the bottom of page 9. And he asks the question, Heich Hashvatim Nasu Achyoseyem, if Shimon was married to Dina, Yaakov was married to two sisters, Heich Nasa Shtei Nashim Chayim V'yesh Lomar Me'achar Shlo Nitztav Al HaTorah Af Al Pi She Yidua Beruach HaKodesh Ma Sheyiu Rotzim V'hoi Mekayimim Umasha lo rotzim l'kayim hoy menichem. This Bala Tosa is very similar to the Rashba, that the commitment of the Avos to fulfill the Torah was based on intellect, based on what they understood. And he writes, V'hadi aminim b'perek arvei psochim shebisu'uda shal tzadikim li'asid lova nosnim koshal bracha levarach li'yakov u'omer lo avarach m'neshen asasi shtei achios b'chayeyem alma shalo kahogen asa. So how could the Gemara call it shalo kahogen when the mitzvahs were accepted voluntarily by the Avos based on their logic? And now, of course, it would be most logical that he would marry both Leah and then Rachel. V'yesh lomar to become a kom hoyel v'asida Torah li'osron ika k'tzas onish b'dover. That's amazing. He's saying that although technically this would not be an Avera, but Yaakov felt inhibited about taking the cost because there's a bit of a Reach of an Avera. Why is there a Reach of an Avera? Because ultimately the Torah is going to prohibit this case of two sisters. So therefore there's a Ktsas Onish B'Dovar. Now again, we said that before Matan Torah, the question of fulfilling the mitzvahs is a logical question. And each person has to use his wisdom, and if he sees that by fulfilling the mitzvahs, he's going to have a kilkul, then at that point he should not fulfill the mitzvahs. So if the acceptance of the mitzvahs is logical, and Yaakov determined that he wanted to marry Tzidkanios, and there were no other Tzidkanios in that generation except for Rachel and Leah, or on that level of Rachel Leah, is therefore technically Yaakov Avinu is not in violation of any Avera by marrying two sisters. If he made the Shikul using his Chachma that he should be marrying these two sisters, then that's exactly what he should do. But yet there's Ktsas Onish B'Dovah. That's the paradox here. So this is the Shita of Tosfos, the Shita of the Rashba. And now we get to the Parshas Drachim, who brings the Ra'im. And the Ra'im asks Akasha on the Marash Yofer, and this you'll also see on the same page. Yaakov Avinu gier es Rachel v'Lea v'lo nisa'an v'lachein nisa'an. So he was able to marry Rachel Lea because they underwent gerus, and that was the way the Marash Yofer explained the whole episode of Yaakov marrying two sisters because there was gerus. Says the Ra'im, "Im kein lama omar Yaakov eini mevarach shenasasi shtei achyos." Why does the Gemara say that Yaakov is going to refuse the kavod of making the bracha? And why does he give up on that kavod because he married two sisters? But wait a second. If we're saying, according to the Rashba and the Balei Tosfos, that the Avos would make their decision as to which mitzvahs and when and how they would fulfill those mitzvahs, and therefore Yaakov married two sisters because he made the decision that he should marry these two sisters. So why is he doing tshuva for this? And he's so embarrassed and humiliated. He says, "I won't take the covet of Birkas Hamazon." So again, according to the Mizrahi, he understands that Yaakov was guilty and was punished for marrying two sisters. And he proves from that there was no gerus before Matan Torah. So the Marash Yafeh is quoted by the Radbaz, and the Radbaz gives the following answer. He says, "Mikomakom chasidus hu lisrachik min dover shedomel liisur shel Torah," meaning that even if you assume that there was no chiyuv meikra din, but nevertheless it would be chasidus, it would be appropriate for a pious Jew lisrachik me'adovar to go far away from it. Hadoma, if it's at all similar to the one that you used for an avera, just stay far away. Is therefore Yaakov inu lo rotza levarech. Now, the Ra'im brings the Ramban that the Avos from Makayim Kolatar Kula only in Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov was in Chutzlitz, and that's why Yaakov was able and allowed to marry two sisters. And Amram also, Ki Amitzvos Mishpat Elokei Ha'aretzim. So this is really interesting because you know how much the Ramban loves Eretz Yisrael, and how he tells us that Mitzvahs of Chutzlitz is a preparation for Eretz Yisrael. And now Lishitaso, he says that there are higher standards of Mitzvahs and Losa says in Eretz Yisrael, and hence Yaakov Avinu had a problem marrying two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. But in truth, what happened was that when Yaakov Avinu got to the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, at that point, Rachel had died, and therefore he was never married to two sisters as long as he was in Eretz Yisrael. So on page 13 of this very long anthology of essays, he quotes the Sam Derech. The Sam Derech was Rosh Hashiva in Hebron. And he explains the Ramban that the Shmiras HaTorah and Mitzvahs before the Torah was given has two dimensions to it. Because every mitzvah really has two dimensions. Number one, the Tzivui. We were commanded to do the mitzvah. We were commanded and enjoined not to do the Avera. And number two, the Mitzius. The reality. The reality of the mitzvah. I would have called it the ethics of the mitzvah. He calls it the Koach HaMitzvah. And that's Koveya a Mitzius in the Bria. When God looked at the Torah and He created the universe, there are some realities in the universe that reflect Psukim and Tanakh. So B'koach HaMitzvus V'Averos Nikba Mitzius B'Bria Shal Tov V'Ra. And the Avos were Mekayim the Torah before it was given, but not Midin Tzivui, but rather, Shomru mitzvahs lomet me'at sivui rak adayin shadayin lo netzavu ele mishum etzem hametzius. Alright, this is a very fancy concept. Well, I would say it means the ethics of it. So the Torah teaches us the ethical way of life, and even if technically we are not obligated, if we are the shvatim before Matan Torah, but nevertheless, we have to learn the Etzem HaMetzius. What is the Torah saying? And that is something we could only understand in Eretz Yisrael. But let's backtrack for a moment and take a look at the Shita of Rav Weiss. Rav Weiss, I think his name is Zelig Weiss. He is one of the great Rosh Yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Koel. And he writes a parsha, Rav Osher Zelig Weiss, called the Michas Osher. He writes a whole essay in Parshas Vayishlach. And he writes that Be'emes HaRamban L'shitaso B'Parshas Emor, that we should connect these two statements of the Ramban. The Ramban, who says that Avram Avinu, when he got the Mila, he was Yotza Michlal B'nei Noach. With the Ramban, who says that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, but only in Chutz Laaretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. And why couldn't, according to the Ramban, Yaakov have two sisters in Eretz Yisrael? Because the mitzvos are obligatory in Eretz Yisrael. And all this is the Ramban L'shitaso in Parshas Emor, that the Avos had a din of Yisrael from the time of Mila. And if that be the case, then it's true the Ramban could have given another answer to the question why Yaakov was married to two sisters, and that is because he's megayer them, and a geret sheis gayer kikotin shenola adomi. If you look in the Ramban in Parashas Achrimos, he says mitam ze mesa Rachel baderech betchilas boam ba'aretz kidei sheYaakov avinu lo yeshe be'eretz Yisrael shtei achyos. So Rachel had to die because Yaakov was not able to be married to her in Eretz Yisrael, and she died before Yaakov entered into Eretz Yisrael.